USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A swing and a miss when it comes to job growth. Fed saying only 199,000 jobs were added in December, well below expectations of more than 400,000. President Biden putting a positive spin on the jobs report.
Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
President Biden spending some time in Colorado on Friday to survey the damage of wildfires in Boulder County. The FDA now saying you should receive your Moderna booster shot 5 months after you receive your initial shots. The CDC making the same recommendation for Pfizer. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Students in Chicago's public schools were not in the classrooms once again on Friday. This after the Chicago Teachers Union voted to move to remote learning as COVID-19 cases spike. Joseph O'Cool teaches at Ella Flagg Young Elementary School in Chicago.
I'm hoping that the union would also realize that, there is this authority that they need to respect. They cannot just be dictating everything.
The city of Chicago is suing the Chicago Teachers Union, claiming their vote to move to remote learning was illegal. The December jobs report was released on Friday.
The Labor Department reported on Friday the United States added just 199,000 jobs in December, falling well short of expectations. Despite the lower-than-expected payrolls, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. That's down from 4.2% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The president of Kazakhstan gave a kill-without-warning order to security forces as violent protests continue in the country over significant fuel increases, prominent unemployment, and the authoritarian government. Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently spoke with the country's foreign minister and voiced his support for the following principles.
Kazakhstan's constitutional institutions, as well as the absolute importance of respecting human rights, media freedom, including the restoration of internet service, and to dealing with peaceful protests in a way that protects the protesters, upholds their rights, and is consistent with the rule of law.
Advisors to President Biden are urging him to change his domestic strategy for how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
Six former advisors who counseled President Joe Biden during the presidential transition said Biden needs to shift from shutting down the virus to living with the virus. The advisors wrote that advice this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Biden promised on the campaign trail he would shut down the virus, but he's failed on delivering on that promise. Since Biden took office, more people have died from COVID-19 under his presidency than under President Donald Trump. Daily case numbers have smashed records. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.